funeral service.
And when you're wearing black, you're in
mourning.
And if somebody asks you, how are you feeling, and you feel about average, you say, oh, I'm
pretty good, feeling pretty good, I guess. Mm-hmm.
And if somebody was upset, you'd say, it'll all come out all right, just don't
worry, don't get upset.
All right, and if you're stiff in the joints, you or aching in the joints, a disease you might have would be
arthritis. So.
Is there another name for that?
Well, lumbago. Or
is rheumatism the same?
Rheumatism. No, arthritis. Rheumatism. I don't know. Rheumatism, yes.
Is it the same as arthritis?
I don't think so. I think you can get over rheumatism, you can't get over arthritis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And a very severe sore throat that children used to get. They'd get sores inside the throat and they'd choke in the night.
Theory.
Yeah. And a disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice or another name, or it is I can't think of the name for it, but anyway, yellow jaundice or.
And if you have your appendix taken out, you have an attack of
appendicitis. Mm-hmm.
And if something you ate didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to
vomit or upchuck.
Is there any other term for that? Which is more polite?
Well, actually, it's not vomit, but it's I don't know, I can't think of that word.
Is there anything that's less polite, a really vulgar word for it?
I don't know.
Okay, and if you...
Puke.
Yeah, and if you had to vomit, you would say you were sick where?
The stomach.
Okay, that's the end of the diseases section. We're through with that now. Okay, if a boy starts to pay attention to the same girl and he keeps going over to her house, you'd say he's doing what?
Going steady, according to her.
Okay, and he would be her what?
Boyfriend or beau or...
Mm-hmm. And she is his?
Girlfriend.
Okay, and if he came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, yaha, you've been...
kissing or necking or something. Mm-hmm.
All right, and if he asked her to marry him and she didn't want him, you'd say she...
jilted him.
Okay, and if she stopped letting him come over to see her, you'd say she...
she jilted him too.
Or if they were engaged and all of a sudden she...
broke off the marriage.
All right. And then who is the man who stands up with the groom at the wedding?
The best man.
And the woman who stands up with the bride?
Maid of honor.
And are you familiar with the kind of noisy party they might have after a wedding when they would come over to the couple's house and beat on tin pans and shoot off guns?
Serenading.
Ah, that's what serenading is?
I guess so. You ever heard of dry sitting?
No, what's that?
That's
when you come in.
Somebody moves into the community.
Mm-hmm. A foreigner comes, yeah.
Well, they just move in and the group of the neighbors just come and they sit. They don't say a word. They sit for about an hour and then leave.
They come in your house?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
That's just the way they have. That's a custom used to be around here, isn't it?
For goodness sake, I never heard of that.
Never heard of dry sitting. Jim one told me about it.
And then you start talking after that?
No, you don't talk at all. You just go in and sit and don't say a word.
And then you leave?
And leave. Same as sometimes 15, 20 minutes. That's the way of grieving. But, you know, and you try to get them to talk and all that. The people around come to talk. We moved in this new house where we are right now, and there's came over and dry